You're in tune with Community Radio Yall.
Galleon, and one of Mick's favourites, I'd say, is it? Is it Mick?
One of my favourite chants.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on it, you see.
Aren't you?
Well, not that one.
That's why I thought it would be a favourite of yours.
I was taking it easy when that was being recorded.
Oh, yeah. Ah, sure. Actually, you're not too good today anyway yourself. You're
a bit dicky tummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny tummy.
I think it's going around anyway. So.
It's one bit funny, I can tell you that.
As Michael Jackson would say, you are not alone.
That's a horrible old thing.
It is, yeah. I was just going on through your history. You're actually around since 1979, Mick.
Yeah, I was actually 3 years old that time, Chris, when the band started. Yeah, I was... I was the youngest guitarist in history.
Oh, yeah.
But we were around in 79. Well, what basically happened was I went to psychiatric nursing in Our Lady's in Cork, and I used to play guitar kind of semi-professionally at the time, and parties and that kind of stuff, bit of crack. And the boys, the Galleon boys, were above, and they were looking for a guitarist to play with them for the GA score competition.
Yeah.
So basically, that's how Galleon started. There was four lads. It was Tim Sullivan, Mick Looney, Declan Lynch, and Ger Walsh. And I came along, and they had me playing at a party some night with a few pints, I suppose. And they said, "Geez, this is grand." But I was a rock and roll player at that time.
Yeah. They were impressed.
They were very impressed. But not with my rock and roll playing, by the way. But anyway. They asked me, would I be interested in joining the GA score? I started laughing. I thought it was the funniest thing of all time, because I was a Rory Gallagher man and Bob Dylan and that kind of stuff.
Joined the club.
Yeah. But anyway, we did some great times, and we won the score. And the boys were fantastic musicians and singers. And I could chant away myself, and that's how it kind of Galleon got going. But they were all qualified psychiatric nurses at that stage.
Yeah.
And I was only a student. So I used to often, actually, when we got going afterwards, we won the Benson Hedges talent competition, and after that, and when we got going properly on the road, we used to be driving along wherever we'd be going, to Mill Street or Galway or wherever we'd be going, and I was studying for my finals at the time, and the boys would be asking me questions from the books. In the back of the van. That's absolutely an old Comer van, and we'd tear them off to the gigs. And I'd be dancing them as best I could, and that's how I studied for my exams, actually.
Yeah, well, it's a good way. Well, they were qualified. They were qualified before they're qualified enough.
Well, I often thought, when looking at the five of us inside the van at that stage, that the wrong fellas got out at the weekend, you know, that kind of thing. But if you notice what I said, they asked me questions on the way to the gig.
Yeah,
there was never a whole pen of questions asked on the way back.
You better find yourself on the way back.
You were trying to talk to yourself.
Well, I've gone to plenty of them with bands, and my God, you wouldn't get home till 5 a.m.
Oh, often we get out of the van above in Our Lady's and straight into work.
Often. Guitar in hand, just to keep everyone happy.
We were young for us, that stage, we could do it, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Well, it's bed at 9 now, is it?
Oh, absolutely. A couple of Horlicks and into bed. Wrap up.
I was going to... you're actually doing the Queen of the Sea thing, aren't you? Just you're on with ABBA-esque, I think it was the other crowd that was mentioned to me, but...
Yeah.
I didn't do too much reading up on it because, I was just doing other things. And,
yes.
But you're headlining anyway, aren't you?
We are. We're actually on the Queen of the Sea Festival on the Friday, the 6th of July. ABBA-esque are on the 7th of July.
7th, that's right, yeah.
We're on the 6th, and we're on after... They're kind of introducing the Queen of the Sea contestants first. And then we're on directly after that. The Galleon boys are on directly after that.
Yeah, very nice.
But the reason we got the gig, really, we're actually not actually playing as such at the moment. We're as luck would have it, we're rehearsing for a German tour. And But we were getting going for a German tour, and
sorry about that, mate.
Ghosties or something. I don't know, all right. You couldn't put me off.
No,
I'm used to playing in pubs. But we were rehearsing for a German tour, and with the Galleon, and we're recording a new CD, and we were asked by the Queen of the Sea, because we face associations, only just myself being from Yall and living in Yall now with the past 24-25 years. But we face associations with Yall. Galleon, you played the old Potato Festival.
Yeah.
years ago, yeah, below in the Green Park, and that's they right, were great days. They also played, we played numerous gigs in Minis and the Walter Rally and the Hilltop and all those places. They were all brilliant gigs.
Yeah.
So it was a long association with the town, and we actually haven't played in Yall. I think we were talking about it. Actually, last night we were rehearsing in Cork, and we were talking about, I think it's something like 6 to 7 years
that's
we played in Walter Rally. Yeah.
Oh, it's a long time, isn't it?
So we're looking forward to the gig. In, it'll be actually there by the Keys Bar.
That's right. They,
on the 6th.
Yeah, that's where they put up. They had they had something on. It wasn't Queen of the Sea. They had something else on last year.
But they had.
They had that on, but they had something else that's in the right, square
had,
as well.
Had, yeah.
But it's actually ideal because you can close off the streets there.
Perfect.
And direct the traffic up around the back and use the streets.
That's right.
Which is very good.
But anything, what I was just going to say, Chris, was that anything that would promote the town, anything at this stage, because the town is really, really under pressure.
It is. It's picked up a bit, though, in the last 6 months.
A bit in, and it needs to.
There's one or two new restaurants. I think we have enough restaurants.
Oh, we have enough restaurants.
We have.
And, we could do with a few more good pubs.
But no, I think the restaurant thing is... we have enough, because I was speaking to a few of the restaurant owners myself, and they said, look, they have to make a living, you know, and they have enough chippers and restaurants, that's enough.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Tom Coxon might take note of that.
I've tried them all, I probably have tried them all at various stages, and all of them very, very good too.
Well, they are. I mean, we come over every weekend when we have a few quid, and we'll go in and treat ourselves.
Why not?
So, I mean, they are good restaurants.
Fabulous.
Very good restaurants.
Fabulous.
The Italian community is growing steadily.
Yes, right. And the Irish community as well. I'll speak about myself. I'm growing as well, mostly from the belly area.
You're spreading out.
Absolutely.
But you spend a lot of time in Germany, though, don't you?
Yeah, we're actually going back in September. Like I say, we were getting together for a German tour, new CD. There was kind of a demand in Germany for it.
Yeah.
Like, Germany are kind of looking after us at the moment, as you know. Like, Angela Merkel is brilliant.
She's
fantastic. And I had to say that. But just in case she hears this broadcast.
She could be tuned in.
And we are at work, by the way. But anyway, the German people are absolutely fantastic. I was over there a few years ago. I was a bit sceptical about it. I was saying, they're supposed to be very staunch and this and that.
They like their music.
They love their music. They love the Irish music,
they
know how to party. They can have a good time, you know.
But I mean, Chris de Burgh was Flavour of the Month over there for going back a long time. He was huge there.
That's right.
You know, the likes of Johnny Logan and all them, they're all big.
That's
there.
They're all bigger than Europe, you know.
Yeah.
But we started going there approximately 17, 18 years ago.
Yeah, well, I'll check.
Yes, it's there somewhere. Declan wrote a big long list of stuff.
Yeah, it is in there somewhere.
It is in there somewhere. But that's when Galleon started going there, approximately that time.
Yeah.
And they've been so good to us. Like, you're treated like, I mean, when you come back and you're kind of playing, you're treated like a superstar over there. There was actually a fast story, a very fast one. We got off the plane, going on tour there, I suppose, just 12 or 14 years ago, whatever, anyway. And there was these two film crews came up against on the tarmac, like walking down the thing of the plane. And we were saying, what celebrity is inside the plane? It must be somebody famous or something. And it was actually us. They were looking at the interview.
Oh, well, and no knock it.
We were fairly sure coming off the plane as well.
How are you about here? You have to sample everything on the plane from the little carriage that goes
the smart
up and
fellas, yeah.
I mean, years ago it was free.
That's right, absolutely.
So you did sample it.
Yeah, we said we had a go, yeah.
You know, you had a good old cut off.
We had a go, and you could smoke as well.
Oh, you could, yeah.
I don't smoke anymore, but I mean, you could smoke that time and all that.
This is the only reason we gave it up, I think, because you couldn't smoke on the plane.
You could smoke at the back of the plane, even though you couldn't open the window, like.
No. That was wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I was just going to take a few ads. I'm going to come back with a tune from one of your albums, and we'll... just chat a little bit, because I do have another guest outside, so...
No problem.
of stars that never shine, but ones twinkle like your pale blue eyes. Like golden corn at harvest time, your hair sailing in my boat to wind, it gently blows and fills my sails. Your sweet scent and breath is everywhere. Daylight peeping through the curtains of the passing night time is your smile. The sun in the sky is like your laugh. Come back to me, my Nancy, and linger for just a little while. Since you left these shores, I have no peace or joy. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? On a day in spring, snow starts to melt, streams to flow. With the birds I'll sing a song. In a while I'll wander down by Bluebell Grove, where wildflowers grow. I hope that lovely Nancy will return. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'd return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain?
That was Nancy Spain. That was Mick giving us a little tune there. I must say, Mick, sounding very well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, you didn't know. It sounded very good. Just looking at that album you brought in, it's not bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's some nice tracks in it, you know.
We never get that back. So the new album is September, is it?
New album is September. We'll have it ready for the German tour. And please God, we might do a few bits and pieces around the Christmas time again, you know, maybe locally and maybe something in Cork. We'll
see how we go. How long will the German tour be?
We're going out there for two. We're going out there for two slots. We're going out for... The early part of it is 4 days, 5 days. And then we go back the week after for 8 days.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the album. I'm cheating here.
You're okay.
But so you'll be back for Christmas?
Oh, we'll definitely be back for Christmas. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Right, that, yeah, so, well, yeah. Look, thanks for coming in, Mick. And when you get the new album, come in, bring
the lads in.
Bring the instruments.
Yeah.
We'll have a session.
I'd be afraid of my life to bring some of the boys in because they might start telling stories.
No, we're squeezing down the corner. Don't even sing away. No. They couldn't tell us anything we don't already know, I think. But come in and we'll plug it. And if not before Germany.
Thank you very much.
After Germany,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mick, for being here. I'm going to... give you another run here, the contender, because I know it's a Jimmy McCarthy. I'm fond of Jimmy.
Oh, me too.
So a bit of the contender, and again, thanks, Mick.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Broadcasting to Yall Town and the surrounding rural area on 104 FM, you're in tune with Community Radio Yall.